This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Cundy, welcome to FUBAR Radio, Access All Areas, and I have a very special co-host today with me, the one and only Mark Byron.
Yes,
I love you!
I love you! I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me back.
Well, we're excited to have you. I can't believe it. I was like, yes, there's only one man for this job. It's you.
Amazing. Watch out, Stephen. I'm coming for your gig.
Well, yeah, Stephen's worried. He was like, oh, no, he's good.
Oh, God bless him.
We missed you, Stephen, but we
love
Mark.
We miss you.
But we do love Mark.
Yes.
Sorry. And he's you got a very good beard, similar to Stephen. So, you know, it's the beards are around. I'm thinking of you, Stephen. But anyway, Mark, lovely to see you.
Yeah, you too.
How's your week been?
I've had a nice week. Do you know what? It's my birthday earlier this month, so I've been celebrating my birthday for like the last 3 weeks. So it's been a lot of fun. I've had a good November.
Can I ask you what age we are?
Well, what in real life or on paper?
We're not doing any Sunitas here, darling. Oh, you got to give the real age.
Well. 29.
Oh, wow, you look incredible.
It's the Botox, babes, isn't it?
Well, I need a bit more, obviously. You look fantastic. 29.
I usually say 27, so yeah, I've just told the truth now. 29. Well,
well,
there we go.
A very happy birthday to you, my darling, from all of us at FUBA Radio. And what a week of showbiz. It's been crazy, hasn't it?
Yeah, I'm a celebrity back on. I'm absolutely obsessed with it.
Yeah, I want to ask you, Mark, how do you think Holly's doing? Because obviously, big shoes to fill. She's only as caretaker for the year, but... What do you think? How do you think it's doing? Because it's hard, isn't it?
It's got to be tough for Ant and Dec. You know, they're such an amazing couple together. They work amazing. But I think she's doing a great job. They've got really good chemistry. She's trying her best, but she is terrified of absolutely everything. Like, I think that's the most entertaining thing, seeing how terrified she is of everything in the jungle. But I think she's having a good go.
I mean, do you think it's working with the... Because obviously Ant and Dec, they've known each other 30 years, so it's going to be very hard. I mean, bestest of friends. But the joke side of it, I was worried. But it seems quite funny.
It's good,
working, isn't it?
She's like quite naturally funny anyway, and Dec's getting all the jokes in. I think that I've got a sneaky suspicion them two are going to couple up, and now it's going to be Ant and Philip Schofield are going to become a double act. What do you reckon?
Oh, I don't know about that. But who do you like in there?
Oh,
who
do you, know
do you
what?
Love?
I love Anne. I really do. Yeah. At first, I was a bit like, what is she doing in there? But now she's really opened up, and she's been so honest about, you know, her mental health. And things, and I think she's doing a fantastic job, and she's really, you know, really positive here being in it. So I love Anne. I think she's fab.
I know, and I mean, really good about her autism. I mean, talking so openly about it, but you can see how much it's affecting her.
Oh, she's having a really tough time. She couldn't even get out of the bed this morning. She's having a really she's having a tough time in there. But she's doing her best. She's doing great, and all the campmates are supporting her as well, which I think is so important.
I mean, Nick Knowles was quite funny. We were like, are you going to put your arm around her?
I know.
He's funny one, Nick Knowles, but he's gone to number one, hasn't he?
Yeah,
with his song.
He shot to the top of the charts.
Overtook our Cheryl.
Yes, she'll be fuming. Nick Knowles for Christmas number one. What do you reckon? But I like Nick as well. I think he's lovely. And I love Emily as well. Like, after that task she's on the other day, it was so tough and she smashed it.
Yeah.
So they're my top three, I'd say.
Yeah, I like Emily. She's funny, doing the impressions.
Yes.
Comes across really well.
She
and Flair's another one who's very upbeat and
fun.
Yeah,
she's amazing.
They've got a nice mix, but...
Nice mix.
Noel's in tonight, so we'll... The Emperor.
Yeah.
Now, you see, I remember Noel Edmonds brought up with him, and actually Mr. Blobby nearly killed me. Do you remember
his
show? Yeah. Because I was in the audience of a Noel Edmonds show, and Mr. Blobby picked on me and saw me in the audience and then did like a fireman's lift down the stairs.
You're
and then he fell.
Me.
And I don't know how I am still alive, but I nearly died.
That's going to be the head. And Lizzie Cundy almost killed by Mr. Blobby.
They've got it. If you go back into the archives of the TV footage, they have me.
Oh
nearly,
my God.
Honestly, nearly. I thought that was it.
Well, you know what? Where there's blame, there's a claim. So let's get the solicitors onto Mr. Blobby
actually,
and sue
that's
him.
That's not bad. It's Christmas. I could do with a bit of extra torture. Well, listen, we've got some great guests.
Yeah, we do. Amazing guests. I'm so excited.
I know. Well, I'm so excited because I've just seen her out there. My dearest friend, and she was on the show we did on ITV, Shirley Valentine, Sian Lloyd.
Yes.
And Sian is such a dear sweetheart friend of mine. I'm so excited to chat to her. And we've also got Montana Brown, Love Island.
Yes, from Love Island. I'm obsessed with Love Island. I can't wait to meet her and find out all the gossip that happened that we didn't see on camera. So.
Yeah, and also she went on the island, Bear Grylls, with my dear friend Joe Wood, but she left a little bit earlier.
Yeah, I don't blame it. It looked tough. I don't know how they coped.
I know. Well, Jo Wood said to me she was sleeping on a plank all night, but I said I did that for 20 years, but I got divorced. Boom, boom. No, she said that she was had to sleep on a plank of wood. I was like, wow, that is a tough gig.
I couldn't even process it mentally. It looked so difficult. I just don't get it. But good on them. Good on them for having a go.
And it's been a very busy week of showbiz. Mm-hmm. I was at Simon Cowell's charity gala.
Oh, wow.
You know, Together for Short Lives, which was quite an emotional. He got quite upset, actually. It was really heartwarming, though. Raised loads of money.
Oh, good.
£350,000.
So kidding,
I have to say, well done. Well done to everyone involved. And Winter Wonderland's opening last night.
I love Winter Wonderland. I've been looking forward to it, I think, since last December. I'm going on Saturday.
Going on Saturday? Yeah. Well, take your thermals. I didn't wear enough clothing.
Did you?
I was so cold. I can't even tell you.
It was freezing.
They were all out there. So it was good fun. So, Donna, we're going to play a little track, I think, and then we're going to get our first guest.
Yeah, let's have a little dance.
Okay.
Thought I'd end up with Shine, but it wasn't a match. Wrote some songs about Ricky, now I listen and laugh. Even almost got married, and for Pete I'm so thankful. Wish I could say thank you to Malcolm, 'cause he was an angel. One taught me love, one taught me patience.
I would.
Nice vibe here today. Yes. I've got a lovely new co-host, my lovely Mark Byron. Good to have you here.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here again. So.
I know. You're our favourite.
Oh, thank you.
And our second favourite is the beautiful Montana.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I was going to say that. Favourite? Hello.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Second favourite. Yeah, wonderful to see you, as always.
Oh, thank you.
And you're looking beautiful
you look
as ever.
Fab.
I feel a bit underdressed. You guys look absolutely amazing.
Well, I've been at a rugby Christmas lunch with rugby legends.
That sounds
Sean Lloyd's cool. Yeah. In the other room. She's very jealous.
I'm very jealous, actually.
I didn't want to leave, actually. I was having so much fun.
Yeah, taking you away to come to see
it.
Yeah.
It would have been a bit transparent. Hello, I'm sick.
Yes, I'm sick. With loads of rugby players the next day. No, it was all good fun. Nice to be with different shaped balls. Anyway, now, Montana, fantastic to have you here. And obviously, you've been with my lovely friend Jo Wood because you did the island.
Yes, I know. That was actually so hard. I feel like I've erased half of it from my memory because it was that hard. But Jo, she was phenomenal. Like, it's like she's meant to live in the jungle.
Wow.
Wow.
She built her own kitchen out of sticks, okay?
Oh, my God.
Like, and she was just like, la, la, la. She was like brooming with her homemade broom.
Just like it was
sticks.
Nothing.
What, the sand?
Just the sand, because if the camp got a bit dirty, she'd be cleaning with like almost like a feather duster, but made of like sticks, like a man-made broom. She was
That's
just
impressive.
A nature girl.
Oh, well, like, you know what? I'm seeing her at a ball after this, so I'll give
send her
love.
My love.
But I will say, what were you doing with those sticks making a kitchen? Are you mad?
Yeah.
You see, I don't think I would have coped with that show so well. How did you cope?
Yeah.
I tell you what, it was so much harder than I thought. I think when you watch these shows, I don't know about you, but I always assume that there's, I don't know, snacks behind the scenes and like they're like cut and then, you know, you get given some food and it's just like, look, obviously act really tired, all this kind of stuff. But it really is as extreme as it looks.
Yeah, it was hardcore, wasn't it? Because you got quite badly bitten.
Oh, my God. Those sand flies are evil. They are horrible. Like I think that was by far the worst part of it, is that you have to go to sleep with the sound of, you know, when you've got a mosquito in your hotel room and you can hear it, but imagine like 20 of them and there's nothing you can do about it. There's no sprays, like you can't just get rid of them, like, because you're in a jungle. So all I could hear all night was these mosquitoes, sandflies flying around my ears and my face, and I could feel them biting me and I couldn't do anything. It was actually like torture.
It is. It's like torture. You know, people don't have to do such bad things in prison.
Yeah, I know. Literally, you get bitten to death with sand flies.
But was it hard because, there were quite a lot of different characters.
Big characters.
You didn't really, you know, gel with all of them, did you, really, in that?
Shall I tell you what? I gelled with pretty much everyone. Eric was someone who I just honestly couldn't stand.
Eric Roberts, this is Julia Roberts' brother.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, he was a character, wasn't he?
Shall I tell you what? I think he meant well, but for him, he was the only American, which probably made him sound even more Hollywood than he probably was. He's used to doing things a certain way. He's stuck in his ways, and like, which you would be at that age. Mm. And you just want people to respect you. But like, for people to respect you, you have to be nice to them and you have to kind of treat everyone with respect as
Got
well.
Yeah, in that respect.
He just kept calling me baby. And I was like, ugh, it was like the most gross thing. And also I kept seeing his like real saggy bum, like every single time he went into the sea, and like saggy like bollocks and and like I can never erase that out of
that
my brain.
That memory is, I hope that memory is gone.
So it wasn't the best experience. I mean,
Julia Roberts' brother's saggy balls.
It's a bit silly to ask. Would you think you'd ever do that again, or definitely not?
Do you know what? I would like to do it again. I would do it over again, just because I did have a really positive experience.
Yeah.
I feel like you will never know what kind of a bond is formed with people that you do the island with. Like, everyone's so close, and you've been through that such weird experience with someone, and then you come home and talk about it, and people are like, we don't care. Like,
yeah. That's boring. I mean, did you regret going so early? Because you decided you wanted to leave. Did you regret
it? As soon as I got on that boat, as soon as they picked me up on that boat and I sat on that boat and I could see them all like waving me off, I was like, oh my gosh.
Why have I done it?
I need to get back. Yeah, I felt like I was leaving my family. I felt horrible. Yeah.
I know. But once you made that decision, did they not, like in Big Brother, say, no, think about it, sleep on it.
Well, yeah, so they have, I think it's a 72-hour period, which is called like the cooling off period. So when you say on the walkie-talkie, like, I want to go home, they give you like 2 days. But it had been 3 days since I'd given the call. And like by the third day, I was like, oh my God, I was like, why am I still here? Yeah. I was like freaking out. I was just like, no, I need to go. But I almost wish that, like, I don't know,
that
persuaded me to stay.
Just stay. You can
maybe
get through it.
Maybe a couple more hours, you would have changed your mind.
If I'd been on that island, I would have let you go.
I know.
I would have said, stay.
And Joe was like, don't go, don't go. Joe was begging me not to go. I wish someone had just sat me down and be like, Mon, like, you're better than this. Stop being such a pussy and just stay on the show because you can do it. Because I wasn't physically... physically, I could handle it. It was fine.
But now, listen, is this true? You call Bear Grylls a twat. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, to be honest, that did come out of nowhere. Like, all I was saying is, hypothetically, I was like, it was annoying me because on the way there, he just dropped us off and then, like, buggered off.
To the Four Seasons Hotel.
Yeah. I was like, he probably went to the Four Seasons Hotel and we were just staying, like, on the ground with all these sandflies. It was very, like, hypothetical. Wasn't actually calling him a twat. I was just saying, at that point, at the moment in time when he dunked us all in the sea and I can't swim, I was like, oh, what a twat. I was like, he's just left us in
the sea.
Well,
you would expect him to, like, stay with you guys for at least a few days and teach you all the, you know, survival tricks that he does. He literally just plonked us there and vanished.
Yeah, literally vanished on his speedboat.
Call him worse than a twat.
They really do leave you to do it and try and survive, don't they?
I know, they just leave you to it. But to be fair, I wouldn't have been able to do it without James Cracknell, Pete, Anthony, all of them. And Paris was just comedy gold. She was absolute comedy gold. I feel like she came across like she was a real wuss, but I think she was a real fighter and she wanted to stay.
Yeah.
But she just, the island wasn't made for that girl.
No. Well, I don't know whether it'd be made from... I don't know how you did that
time. I can't imagine you there, to be fair.
I know.
I don't think you'd hold up.
You see, Joe and I, we both were asked about similar shows, and I did Shirley Valentine ITV, and I came back going, wow, that was tough. I didn't have my phone. They didn't really want me to wear makeup. And she went, Lizzie, I've been sleeping on a plank for like for how many weeks? Don't even complain.
I know.
And then I heard her tale of what went on. I was like, oh my God, I had it easy.
Yeah, you're in paradise where you are.
Seriously tough. I don't know how you guys managed to do it. I mean, I did Big Brother and that's like a walk in the park compared to what
you got.
You
got a comfy bed and food.
But you are stuck in there with like mental people, I feel.
Yeah. Insane people, definitely.
Like people, I think they want you to go crazy. I feel like that is the aim of the show.
I did go crazy.
I think so. I nearly went crazy where I was. Yeah. But my lovely Sean Lloyd kept me sane, who's in the other room. So it's lovely that she's here today. It's nice when you see people that you've been on the show with, isn't it?
It's like a little reunion.
Because you have a special bond that no one else has experienced, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. Like, why are you suddenly so close to each other? It's you don't know what we went through.
Yeah,
together.
You don't know.
You have no idea. But now, Love Island, obviously you were a big star of that show.
Yes.
And I loved you in it.
Aww,
I really
you
did
too.
But and you're still friends with a lot of the people, you because you were very close to a lot of the girls there.
Well, to be honest, we went on holiday all together not long ago in the summer, and we, you know, we have a WhatsApp group and we catch up there. And do you know what, it's really important that you support your co-stars, because everyone's going through the same thing. You all go through the same stresses. And like, as much as obviously your friends and family can be there for you, it's hard for them to understand sometimes the anxiety that you get and kind of little worries that normally you'd never normally think go through someone's head, even just when they're going out in public. I used to get really anxious with going into like large venues, yeah, and I can't see the doors like where I can get out. Like, I just used to really prang out about it. Now it's fine. But I spoke to Liv about that, and I spoke to Georgia about that.
From being in Love Island?
Yeah. I've never, ever experienced anxiety ever in my life.
Because you don't know how people are going to react to you. You know, you get a lot of different comments on social media, positive, negative.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't know how people are going to actually react in
real
life.
And some people are like actual stalkers. Like, it's actually really scary the way that, like, there's this one guy, he always knows where I am, like, at all these events, and he's always there. And I'm like, I'm actually quite scared.
Well,
like,
if he's outside now,
I'll
be down there in a minute and you can do one.
It's not Mark, is it? He wanted to do this show.
No, honestly.
Yeah, but it's been me all along.
It's very frightening. And for you, was it difficult? Because obviously Love Island is about romance and, you know, having sex on TV. Was that difficult for you? When you came out, did you think, do you know what, I wish I hadn't done that? Or
I 100% wish I didn't do it.
Really?
100%, yeah, because I think it's... Do you know what? You're not constantly thinking, oh, I've got cameras on me, I've got cameras on me. Because if you do, you're not going to be acting yourself. And so it's a very fine line. But yeah, I wish I didn't do that because I wasn't in love and I didn't even stay with him for very long.
Are you still in touch now?
No. What, with him?
Alex, was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, absolutely not. No way. I mean, we're civil. Like, I've bumped into him a few times at events and, like, I'll say hello, but, like, we just don't really have that much in common
anymore. If you see him at a showbiz party, do you do a little nod or do you go...
No, I'll say hello. Like, it's always nice to hear what he's up to. I mean, it's just a bit weird.
Maybe it was, like, the cabin fever, do you think?
Yeah, no, it is. And also, because, like, you know the whole show is about love. You know that you're supposed to fall in love and you're supposed to... They're supposed to ask you to be their girlfriend and all of these things are kind of expected because... In your head, you're like, if I want to survive the next week, I need to fall in love with someone.
You've got to stick to the rules.
So they've got
the
pressure, like, I need to fancy and fall in love with someone.
Yeah, and that was my problem. I didn't fancy anyone. I was literally in there, I was like, bleh.
But do you think there were anyone in there when you were in there that it was fake and it was phony and they were pretending?
Oh.
Do you know what? No, it's honestly, it's really hard to fake something.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, I'd be the first one to say if I thought someone was being fake in there, but it's very difficult to fake like someone because there's nowhere to go. You can't hide anywhere. You can't be like, oh, I'm off to the gym for 3 hours or, you know, I'm going to see my
friend.
Or, yeah, exactly. You are literally stuck. So if you don't like them, like, it will show.
It will show straight away.
Yeah.
But obviously on Love Island, there was a little bit, it's not like when you were on the island, you had a bit more kind of like, oh, guys, you can relax now. You know, is it a bit more set up, shall we say, Love Island?
Do you know what? It's not set up. Anything where the producers are like, look, can you have that conversation there? It's more because of the lighting. So if you're having a conversation where it's really dark and it doesn't looks a bit naff, then yeah, they'll be like, guys, continue that conversation, but do it over there.
Yeah.
But it's not like, you know, you should talk about this, this and this. And do you agree with this, what they've said? I mean, it's not like that at all. Or it wasn't, at least when I went on there.
Yeah.
It was all pretty organic because naturally... You talk about things that happen. Like, I mean, girls are always bitching about something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whether it's their boyfriends, their husbands, like
true.
The cleaning lady or whatever. Like, girls love a good moan. So you didn't really have to prompt that. That just came naturally.
Well, that's very true.
Yeah.
But you see, we've had other Love Island contestants on it that said, oh, it was a bit contrived and set up. But obviously when you were on, it was true.
I mean, don't get me wrong, like, me and Camilla used to sing some hymns. They used to be like, right, guys, that's not entertaining, like, stop singing. But other than that, like, I don't think it was that set up.
But I find sometimes people say that when they don't like the way they've been edited. Like, if they don't like the edit, they'll be like, oh, that's not the way it was. Like, it's set up, like, they'll kind of go against the production.
Yeah.
In actual fact, they've just behaved in a way that they're not very happy with.
Babe, you're not very nice. So that's what
that's it, yeah.
But listen, you found love in real life.
Yes.
Yes, I have. Yay.
Lovely. He's a model.
He is a model. I wish he wasn't, you know, sometimes.
Elliot Reeders.
Yeah. I wish he wasn't a model. Sometimes I want to put a paper bag over his head.
Because what is it true that whenever you post a picture of him on Instagram, you warn fans off by tagging him saying, right, this is my slice.
Yeah,
keep
literally.
Your hands off.
Not
my slice,
BS.
Nice try, back off, anything like that.
Wow.
No, but
should
I tell
idea.
You what it is, though? Like, it is kind of like half joke, half not. But
I feel it's really not a joke.
Yeah. It's like, back off, because I will literally kill you. But no, I tell you what it is. It's because people are sneaky. And like, there are people who are in the limelight who follow him, like his pictures, who don't know him. So it's not very nice that people want to go for your man.
Do you watch who likes his pictures and who he likes?
We all do that a little
Absolutely.
Bit, don't we?
Of course I do.
I'm guilty of that.
I'm like, who's that?
Why are you liking? Why are you writing a comment?
I screenshot everything. Yeah. And then use it. And then when you have an argument, who's this? Who's this?
Literally, back catalog. Yeah. But I just think, I'll tell you what's almost quite scary is that before I was so chilled, like about, I never really had any desires to be in a relationship. I was always like, oh, I don't really care enough. And now, especially because I found someone that like I really love, I'm just like, oh, I care too much. Aww. But like, and like having a relationship in the media is something that I've really struggled with. It gives me anxiety. Just like even him going into the like a club, for example, with his mates, I will get girls messaging me like, I can see your boyfriend's chatting to a girl and all this stuff. And it's like, I don't want to know that. Like, I trust him to go out, have a nice night. If he bumps into one of his mates from, I don't know, from school and is talking to them, that's fine. But like, imagine if you're told a play-by-play of what your boyfriend's doing. Like, you just don't want to, you don't need to know
that. You don't want to know and you don't need to know.
I know.
Do you find that intrusion in a way that doesn't help relationships because you are being photographed wherever you go, and he and you, if you're on a night out with the girls, you know it's going to get in the press and could be relayed in a different way than it really is.
I think you've just got to be more careful. Like, it's in clubs a lot of the time, you know, girls want to set up boys to look like something's happening.
Yes.
And they'll be like, babe, I can't hear you. So they like entice them to come a bit closer.
It, and then it
one
looks
picture.
And the minute they do, selfie.
Yeah, exactly.
To the
off,
press.
Off it goes, Daily
Engagement
Mail.
Engagement over.
Listen, I had that in here. I was talking to Ben Jardine and it looks like we're kissing. I was like, we were not kissing. I was talking to him in his ear.
I know. And this is what I mean. It all gets like blown out of proportion. So for me, like, I've definitely drilled into him, like, that he's got to be careful. And do you know what? He's good as gold and I trust
him. You trust him.
Yeah,
trust
he's
him.
So trustworthy. Like, he
Cause
really
is. Because
he's a
hard, good-looking guy, model.
But he's got a heart of gold and he's honestly, he's so good-natured. Like, he's got a good heart. He's got really good intentions.
Nice.
Yeah, so
You're in love.
Yes,
yeah.
You're beaming with love and happiness.
Exactly.
So are you going to do another reality show? Would you like to do one?
Do you know what? I've been watching I'm a Celebrity and I did think that I was going to be like, yeah, like, I'm going to do that. I really want to do that. I don't want to do it.
Wow.
It's too hard.
But the jungle would have been like perfect prep. I mean, the island, sorry, would have been perfect prep for the jungle.
The island, you don't have to eat any kangaroo testicles or like be in a snake pit or like, oh, just all the challenges are so hard. Like, and people, all my friends say to me, you'd be great on that.
Yeah.
You'd be so good. And I'm in my head, I'm like, I'd be shit.
No, I think you'd be good.
I think you'd be good.
I bet you stay. Now, what have you been doing and projects you've got coming up? Because you're a very busy girl.
So I've been working on, I'm actually bringing out a bikini brand. Mm. So I've actually gone into business with the owners of Skinny Dip. Which has been amazing because they're a really great team.
Oh, wow.
Amazing.
Yeah, so that's
And you've got
up.
A very hot body, may I say.
I won't be modelling anything.
Oh, are will you not?
Me?
No, because I think it's just, do you know what I mean? Every single reality person tries to bring out their own products, is their own model in the brand, and I just think it looks really tacky sometimes. Do you know what I mean? And I just think it's a classic reality thing, whereas I don't want necessarily people to know that it's my brand. You know, if it's sold in Australia, if it's sold in the US, I'd like the product to sell itself and sell by word of mouth, I think.
But look at Elizabeth Hurley at 53 or whatever, doing her own bikini and what you don't want
but
to model
it
yourself.
But she's a bit more credible. Do you know what I mean?
You are that.
Yeah, but people like to hate on reality people. And this is the thing. People don't want reality people to succeed. And they don't want them to be happy in their relationships. And like, I think other people like Elizabeth Hurley, like, everyone loves her. And, you know, she surrounds herself with some really cool people. And she's obviously got some great friends who are also massively in the limelight who can support her through that. So
you
I think it's
do
very
it.
Different.
Do you feel that reality stars then do get a really tough time? Do you think that people are down on them straight away?
I think people are so harsh on reality people in general. I think, do you know what? I don't blame people for getting plastic surgery, for getting all this stuff done to them, because they have people trolling them the whole time, being like, you've got a big nose, you've got wrinkles, your hairline's too far back, bloody blah, and all of this stuff. And it's like, you wonder, and then they go get that stuff done, and they're like, ew, you've had that done, and you've had some plastic. And it's like,
it's
well,
like a vicious circle.
Exactly. It's like, you've picked up on their insecurities by looking at them, commenting on their pictures, and then you wonder why they've gone and done something about it.
Yeah, so you actually think, probably a lot of their plastic surgery is done from trolling and
insecurities.
Things that they probably wouldn't have even noticed
exactly
before.
and it just exacerbates their own insecurities. Yeah. It's really sad, actually.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm always like, love you, what you look like on Instagram.
But you've got to have a thick skin to be in showbiz world. You really, I've learned that.
Yeah.
You really do. I laugh at it. I laugh. My boys read the comments sometimes and they're laughing. They said this.
Those male online comments.
I love it. Bring it on.
No, but the thing is, though, it can be funny. Like, and you've got to laugh because otherwise you'll just be like, well, it will just damage your self-esteem. But if you actually look at them, you're like, what?
Who takes the time out of their day to see?
Someone said I look like Shrek the other day.
What?
Someone was like, I don't know why, but you really remind me of Shrek. No. And I was like, nice.
He needs to get his eyes.
That's a Hollywood. I'd just say that's a Hollywood star, made a lot of money in the movie.
Yes, that's a good way to spin it.
Really. I guess it's a compliment. Take it as a compliment. Well, my dad, we love you. We want to have you here all the time. There's no time.
I know. I'll come back.
Will you come back?
Of course I will.
Please do. And we wish you loads of love and luck in your project. And I'd love to. I'm going to get one of those little bikinis. I'm off to Barbados.
I'm going to send you some. Perfect. I'm going to send you both some.
Get the girls on.
Oh, well, thank you. Lovely to see you. Looking
thank
so
you.
Beautiful.
Oh, thank
have fun
you.
At the zoo. You're off to London Zoo.
I'm off
you?
To London Zoo.
What, tonight?
Yep, tonight.
I'm going to be amazing.
Christmas opening.
Yeah,
so.
I live around the corner. I live at Primrose Hill. It's right around
you
the corner.
Need to go. Yeah, he's popping.
Careful of those elephant trunks. They can go places. Okay, darling, lovely to see you.
Nice to see you.
And see you soon. And have a lovely Christmas.
Yeah, you too. Yeah.
Merry early Christmas.
Are you drunk now? Now to judge what I'm doing. Are you high enough to excuse that I'm ruined? Cause I'm ruined. Is it late enough for you to come and stay over? Cause we're free to love, so tease me. Promises. I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
I made no promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
Tonight.
You are thing tonight.
Is it loud or no? Cause my body is calling for you, calling for you. I need someone to do the things that I do. I'm here now. Promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
I made no promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
Tonight.
You are thing tonight.
Cause I need your green light. Day and night, say the trouble mine. Cause I need your green light. Day and night, say the trouble mine. I said I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
I made no promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
No!
FUBAR Radio presents
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville.
Dan the Sucker from the Circle.
I got catfished twice. One was an old lady.
I remember when she came into the show and she was like, yeah, she's playing this young thing. And all the girls were like, yeah, she's buff. Like, all the girls,
catfish twice.
Literally within 2 days. And then the Alex thing happened 2 days later. And I thought, they've just bought me on the show to just.
That's just because Dan loves to church girls, innit?
Yeah,
Every Wednesday,
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville.
From 4 p.m.,
FUBAR Radio.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Well, hello. Gosh, what a busy studio we've got. It's unbelievable. It's like Piccadilly Circus. And now we have my dearest friend and my also fellow co-star of Shirley Valentine ITV star, Sean Lloyd.
Yes, hello,
we
Sean.
Love you, Sean.
Hello, fellow Shirley.
Hello, darling.
Hello.
Do you know what? It was such a surprise to see you. I didn't know you were in today. They kept it from me to be a lovely surprise.
Oh my gosh, I was due to turn on the Mount Street lights in Mayfair. I cancelled that in order to be here with you. And you say you didn't know I was coming in.
Well, they wanted to surprise. Yeah, after all that, and you didn't even know. But they wanted to surprise me, and what a lovely surprise!
What a beautiful surprise.
Oh, I love Lizzie. Lizzie and I, we kept each other sane on that programme, didn't we? We had midnight feasts in my bed. Do you remember? Her bedroom was next to mine. And the best gossip was never even filmed, was it, Lizzie? God. You and me and Ingrid in my bed.
Well, no, we had so many funny chats and they would film it all. They'd be still there at midnight. We'd be like, oh my God. And they didn't use all that. And it was some of the funniest stuff, wasn't it?
Do you know what? They only did, what, four programmes?
Yeah, four,
which
four
I
shows,
haven't seen
four
one.
Hour long
Lizzie
shows.
Doesn't believe me when I say this, but it's true. I haven't seen a single programme. But they could have done eight programmes out of that. Six at least,
yeah,
couldn't
definitely.
They
did, could have done.
Honestly.
Like a Love Island, one show every night for 3 months. Why not?
Do you know, well, maybe they should have. Though someone, a little birdie, has told me that they might put it out, repeat it with the extra staff in January or February when everyone's miserable and cold and depressed.
Yeah,
and
because
what will they want?
Brighten everyone on.
But
exactly,
I was out. It was actually at Simon. I'm not name dropping, but Simon Cowell's Gala.
I saw that on Facebook,
which was great fun. And I had about 10 people stop me going, "Oh my God, I loved it. Why wasn't there more?"
Lizzie, you're so right. Do you know, even now, cabbies stop me and say, "Oh my God, it wasn't just my wife who loved that programme. I loved it. It seemed to click with men as well as with women. But my gosh, it raised our stock, didn't it? People loved it. Yeah.
And it had a good feel kind of factor because it
was positive.
On screen, it looked like we all got on.
Wait, it did
what are you
look like
to
was
say,
there any
girlfriend?
Drama? Does anybody not get on? Like, it looked like you were all
there was
like
loads
sisters?
Of drama, but we'd take you for a drink afterwards and tell you all about that.
There was a bit of drama now and then.
On the whole, everyone got on really well.
Yeah, everyone got on, didn't we? It was very positive.
Yeah.
It was a very positive, and it had a lovely feel about it. And
it wasn't as if we were working, Lizzie, was it? Come on. You know, a month on a Greek island.
Do you know,
the funniest
thing was the whole thing was try and find us love, and Sean got put on this date.
Tell me about the
and
date.
I ruined it for poor Sean.
She totally ruined it for me, okay? Because little Madame Perceptive here with her eagle eyes had seen that my date had a tooth missing and one that was black as well, which I hadn't even realised until Madam pointed it out. And then, of course, all I could see was this bloody black tooth and the missing the gap. And on the face of it, you probably disagree with me because you probably think your date was Mr. Handsome. Hers was predictably handsome. Yeah. You know the sort of thing.
Classic.
Cosmopolitan.
I know the type.
Ponytail. Pointy
big
cowboy boots.
Nice
jeans.
Eyes, though.
Yeah. Gorgeous eyes. Yeah.
Wolf-wise.
Whereas mine was more spiritual, shall we say?
Yeah. It was.
Beautiful on the inside.
Actually, no, he was quite beautiful on the outside, apart from the tooth that Madam pointed out.
Yes, I could deal with the tooth, the missing tooth. But he was a nice guy. We
was a
had lovely
guy.
Lunch up in the mountains, didn't we?
We had an amazing day that day, didn't we? We want to go home, basically.
I remember coming back a bit drunk from that lunch. We drank a wee bit, but it was good fun.
I think it should be a part two. I think it should be like...
We think so too, don't we, Lizzie?
Valentine
Revisited,
you know?
I know.
It just struck a chord with women everywhere, didn't it?
Yeah,
you know?
And we'd all had our own sort of struggles and things that have happened.
We
all single.
Honest, really, weren't we?
Very
one
honest.
Of the things I love about Lizzie is you are very honest. You're an open book. Yeah,
and
I'm a bit the
you
same,
are.
Yeah. And there was an honesty about our emotions there. We talked about love and men who pissed us off and men we wanted to kill, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But there was a kind of release in that, wasn't there?
It was.
Therapeutic, yeah?
I felt it was therapy for me. God, I mean, I couldn't stop crying. I never cried in there. I was like, oh. But it was good.
Were.
It was quite emotional, but it was really liberating. I loved it.
It was amazing. The best talk was when you, me, Ingrid and the girls, about midnight, we'd start drinking Ingrid on a vodka.
Ingrid had a vodka.
And then that's when the real juicy stuff, but the cameras weren't rolling for that.
But you know
oh my
what?
God,
Ingrid,
we had some late nights.
Is the funniest, Ingrid Tarrant.
Yeah.
She
no,
didn't
she was
ever stop talking, did she?
Never. Her energy levels are amazing.
Oh my God.
I mean, we're pretty energetic, but she makes us look like snails, doesn't
what?
She?
I can't imagine. What she, if she makes you look like snails, I can't imagine what
she was
like.
Up at the crack of dawn. I'd see her walking down to the beach at like 6 a.m. to pick the eggs from the chickens, and then she'd be the last to bed. And I'd be like, how'd you do it?
And on vodka, her capacity to drink vodka.
That's how she did it, the vodka.
There you go. Spot on.
I think it was the vodka. Now, we have to talk about I'm a Celebrity, because you were actually...
Yes. When it was nice and gentle, when it was, I mean, we're talking, I think I'm right in saying 2003.
Wow.
No. Which seems, I know, we didn't tell me you weren't born then, or
no,
I'm going to kick you.
No, you're joking, I was alive for quite a while then.
Hey! but in those days, I only did the second one, you see, and it was so gentle and nice. We weren't parachuted in, you know. I wasn't even voted to do a bush tucker trial.
No.
I think I remain the only one, I think I'm right.
Of all time.
Of all time, who was never punished to do it. But Bush Tucker trials. So
who were you in with, Sean?
So I was in with Fash. Do you remember they kept on voting Fash to do
yes.
them all
yes.
the time? Which but I think is going to happen with Noel Edmonds. He'll be voted on all the time. And
because he
Linda,
was quite a character, wasn't he? Fash?
He was, yes. But because he kept on doing all this woof, 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 and
yeah,
all the exercise.
Karate stuff. Oh.
And they all thought, Pratt, get him back on to do another trial. And Wayne Sleep, who's a real caryad. He's a real love, Wayne Sleep, actually. I adored him.
I love Wayne.
Oh, isn't he's just the best, and I've seen him a few times since. He's great.
I sat next to him. We went to the premiere of Bohemian Rhapsody, and he was crying all the way
great
through.
Film, isn't it?
Great film.
I've not seen it. I'm dying to see it.
Oh,
I need to see it.
You'll cry. You'll cry.
I love it. But he cried the way through it.
Oh, you
and
would
he's
too.
Such a little softy. I, do you know what? I'd love to rewatch that. I might have to get it.
In fact, I would don't, because we all got on, so there was no drama. So ours is the one that is immensely forgettable. No one remembers it, apart from one little rebellion about food. And of course, we had Anthony Worrell Thompson in the chef.
Yes.
So we
remember.
Were the ones who ate like kings. We feasted, you know.
Because didn't he say we're going to all quit and walk
That's
out?
Right. We had a teeny weeny little rebellion. That's the only thing people remember about our series. Because it was just the second. It was so much nicer. Life was simpler then. There wasn't social media in the way there is
That's
now.
It. It's gone
you know?
So
yeah, but
hard
do you think that
over
is
the years.
Because, I mean, it's quite tough reading about them all on social media. Because obviously Anne... With her autism, and
she's great, isn't she?
She's fantastic.
She's a really good girl.
The governess, I really
actually
like her.
I do love Anne.
Yeah,
Anne, I
really like her too.
Yes.
But you know what? I find it so much better just to watch it and not do the social media bit, not do Twitter. When you're watching it, you know, as the temptation is always to do it. Because I think those girls are lovely. I'd have loved to have been in with those girls. You know, when they were doing all the mocking of the voices and the accents and stuff and sunbathing. I mean, I'd love to be in there with you. We'd have a ball, wouldn't we?
I'd love to see Lizzie in the jungle.
I'd love to see her in the jungle. Can you imagine her rocking the look?
I can see it now.
Get under that shower. But the thing is, it's hard, the lack of food. I mean, because I love my cup of tea and I love my grub.
You do. We both do.
We
do you remember
both
we
do.
Had, we did oh, really yes. eat a lot, didn't we, in Naxos?
But yeah, that's
we weren't
thing.
Just pushing around lettuce leaves like some of them. we stuffed our faces.
I think Noel Edmonds could be tricky. I've just got a feeling. Oh, Nick Knowles and him, it could be Battle of the Egos, I feel.
I think Noel's going to spit the dummy. He's going to be the diva of the entire series. And I can't wait for him to be voted to do every single horrible trial.
I think Noel Edmonds is going to be punished by the British public.
Definitely.
For decades of
I do think. And who else was in there? I was thinking of you. Wasn't your ex in there?
Limp oh, jeez.
And he was...
Limp Dick, did you say? Do you mean
Limp Dick? I was called him Limp.
Lizzie, you've worked with him.
Sorry,
you've worked with him.
I had to do, and this isn't one that I put on my CV, is celebrity coach trip.
That's it.
But he got voted off first. I don't know why.
Well, I wonder.
I wonder why.
With Alex Best. With Alex Best. Well, there you go. Water finds its own level, doesn't it? Yeah, he was. I tell you who hated him. Nigel Havers.
Oh, yes.
Nigel Havers loathed him.
Now, what did you think
of that?
And
didn't hide it, you know?
But why? What do you think of that?
I was delighted.
Because Nigel,
what do you think of
Nigel Havers.
Yes, Nigel.
No, he was on Good Morning Britain, and he actually said, I never wanted to kill, I wanted to kill him. How did you feel about that?
Over the moon.
Well, I felt I kind of understood his viewpoint is what I felt, you know. But then, you know, I'm a man-hater in any case, Lizzie, you know.
You felt his pain.
I felt his pain, yes. You know me. I'm one of life's givers. I see all viewpoints, yeah. But I particularly feel about this lot, that they're having fun, yes. You know. Because our lot, we had a few serious old bots. You know, like if you and I were there, we'd have a brilliant time, wouldn't we? And we I think Fleur in this lot seem just really nice girls,
they? Are
don't
nice
they?
Girls, but I just feel there's not enough. I like to look at a nice, good-looking boy, and then there's a bit of lack of... I mean, Nick Knowles is lovely,
Is for Noel's a guy, I think he's gorgeous, but there's no one really.
Yeah,
he's you know?
Well, yeah, you know what I'm like for rugby bodies, and there's none of them there, are there?
No, there's no. There's none of that.
Get a nice rugby player in there.
I think we need that. A bit of a Tarzan.
Yeah. Actually, I'm surprised they haven't sent Gareth Thomas in. You know, Gareth Thomas, the rugby player who's had this whole gay thing recently.
He's gorgeous looking.
Because the Welsh boys are going to wear a multicoloured rainbow bow in the against South Africa this Saturday in support of Gareth with the bullying.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Wow. Amazing.
You see, I know Gareth because I love him. And Mickey Rourke was going to do his movie.
That's right.
Quite involved with this because we were trying to help with it. Yeah. So I used to meet Gareth and Mickey Rourke. And Gareth is a wonderful guy.
Wow. You know, and just to be still bullied. To be bullied by some damned kid in Cardiff when you know how tall Gareth is and how muscular.
Oh,
and he could probably kill him with his fist, couldn't he?
He's a big lad.
And he handled it so well, didn't he? You know, by being inclusive and inviting the guy to talk to him. And that's totally the way to
do it.
But
I know he was so brave because a lot of sportsmen who I know that actually are gay find it very hard. They can't come
out. They can't come out with it.
Well, look at Fash, who was in the jungle with me.
His brother.
Yeah. That was just so tragic. That was awful.
Yes.
You know, that was just awful.
Yeah, he took his own life in the end, didn't he?
Yeah.
But I think Gareth's such a great example. And Sean and I love our rugby.
We love our rugby.
We would have loved it this afternoon.
Ask who's been to every Autumn International for the past month.
I know. Well...
I've never even played rugby before.
You know what a rugby ball is, don't you?
The long
egg
one.
Egg shape.
Yeah. I like it. Different shaped balls. It was quite nice for me. I mean,
you'd be a nice little scrum half, you.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll give it a go. What do you think, girls? As long as you don't mess my blow dry off, I'll give anything a go.
Hair's too nice. And Sean, we've got to talk about, because recently you've talked quite openly about your dear mum suffering with Parkinson's.
I'm so involved with that at the moment, Lizzie.
So tell us
because I know you do
that.
Lots of charity work, and Parkinson's my big thing. She's got stage 5 Parkinson's, so she's actually in a home in Neath, and she's got dementia linked to stage 5 Parkinson's. So basically, she's gaga. You got to laugh or you cry, you know. Because some of the things she comes out with is so funny. She thought my brother was David Cameron the other day.
Oh my God!
She was blaming him for Brexit, my brother. I know. You see what I mean?
You've got to laugh. You've got to laugh.
Because without your humour, you would go mad. Yeah.
So, you know, this is someone who's got a double first degree, okay? And she's phenomenally bright. And she now comes out with the most incredibly stupid things. You know, she sees giraffes flying through the air and asks when she's off to LA, because they used to go to America a lot. And have I packed a bag and have I packed her white shirt? I know, and you just go along.
You go
have
along
to,
with
you
it, yeah.
Can't make them angsty.
But it's very sad. You come away, Sean, and think, "Oh, Mum, I want my old mum back."
Totally, and you know. You're so right. In a way, Lizzie, it's like grieving before they've gone.
Yeah.
So yes. Not, you're going through the grieving process now. And of course, once they've gone, you have to go through it again, don't you? My father, he's incredible. So she's in Neath, which is very close to Swansea in South yeah. Wales. And he has not left that home in a year, apart wow. from one day whereby my sister and I last week virtually kidnapped him, bunged him in the car and took him to Oxwich to the Gower to a lovely beach house restaurant there wow. and made him sit with us for a couple of hours and then took him back to the home.
Oh,
he's just there holding her hand and telling her she's beautiful, and she just smiles at him like that, you know, and her face lights up and he's stroked. She loves having her hair stroked. So I think it's the little things you've got to make the most
you've
of,
got
isn't
to
it?
Exactly. And yeah. and my dear Nan had this, and it was similar when my sister went in. For some reason, she remembered, was fine with me. And when she looked at my sister, went, "Oh, don't like your boyfriend." And I was like, "Oh, because she'd had a haircut." And I was like,
"Oh, my God."
Ah! But it's so, but you've got to,
it is like that. It's almost as if they've got Tourette's syndrome yeah. at the same time, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, what they come up with. Everything.
It's weird. My sister has that too. Okay, my sister's name is Kerry, and she looks a bit like me. Okay, my mother keeps on calling her Cherry, and her husband's French, and he comes, and my mother speaks fluent French. And every time he comes and gives her a kiss and starts speaking in French to her, she looks as if she wants to kill him. Him, you know, so she's on a downer. My sister's, but God, we need a cure basically. So I try and raise as much money as possible for it.
Charity.
You know?
Let me know if I can help, because I'd love to. But I've got to ask you, because we're running out of time. I can't believe it. I could talk all day.
It's gone so quick.
It's gone so quick. Now Christmas. What are you doing for Christmas, Shannon? What are your plans?
Good question. Because of Mammy's Parkinson's, we're in fact. Family are together, but we're in Gower, which is about 8 miles away, and we're having a meal with a fabulous Aww. Welsh chef called Howell Griffith on the beach house restaurant in Gower.
Wow.
So we can't do it at home because Daddy won't leave the home, you see, to come and have the meal. So we'll have our meal there and then spend the rest of the time in the home, and that's when we give Mummy Baileys.
Oh, yes.
Give it a few shots of Baileys, yeah.
I might have to join it. Oh, Sean. Do you know what? Can I just say, it's so wonderful to see you.
Oh, it's
what
brilliant
a
to
wonderful
see
surprise. My little Shirley Valentine.
Yes.
And I've got to say goodbye. I can't believe it's the end of the show already.
Of course, I wish.
Why is the
hour?
Show so small? Why isn't it like Surely. Double
It's short and sweet like myself.
Well, I don't know about that.
Okay, me.
And Mark, thank you for co-hosting.
Thank you so much for having me. I've had a fabulous night.
We've
so
loved
it's been
you.
Amazing.
You're going to come back.
Stephen, don't come back. I'm staying.
And Shard, we're going to have drinks before Christmas, okay?
We're going to have many drinks before Christmas.
So.
Not just one lot.
Lots to chat about. And thanks for everyone for listening. Oh. From me, Lizzie Gundy, have a wonderful night. See you next week.
I just want to go back to 1999.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.